He was a noted figure in the world of folk music, both in America and Sweden. He was once the owner of the Folklore Center in Greenwich Village, New York, and from 1973 until his death, owned and operated the Folklore Centrum store in Stockholm. In New York, the Folklore Center was the first stop for any aspiring 1960s folkies, including the likes of Phil Oakes, Joan Baez, and Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan relates in his memoirs how he spent time in the center, where Izzy allowed him to peruse the store's records and books. Dylan met Dave Van Ronk in the store. In his memoirs, Dylan calls the place, quote, the Cathedral of American Folk Music, unquote. Izzy Young was also an activist. In 1961, he was involved in what became known as the Folk Riot after the New York City Parks Department banned folk musicians from Washington Square Park. From 1959 to 1969, Young wrote a column for the folk music journal Sing Out. He served on the editorial advisory board for the magazine, and he hosted a regular music show on New York's radio station WBAI until his departure for Sweden in 1973. Upon arrival in Stockholm, Izzy opened the Folklore Centrum, where he connected with and promoted Swedish folk singers. Izzy Young died at the age of 90 in Stockholm, Sweden on February 4th, 2019. He spent his last days surrounded by his family, closest friends, and live music. And here's our initial radio obituary, here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Rambling out of the Wild West, leaving the towns I love the best. Thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town. People going down to the ground, buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go, somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then. I swung on to my old guitar, grabbed hold of a subway car. After rocking, reeling, rolling ride, I landed up on the downtown side. Greenwich Village. I walked down there and ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block. I'd get on the stage, sing and play. Man and I say, come back some other day. You sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. Well, I got a harmonica job, begun to play, blowing my lungs out for a dollar a day. I blow it inside out and upside down. The man there said he loved my sound. He's raving about he loved my sound. Dollar a day's worth. After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. In a bigger place, bigger money too. Even joined a union and paid my dues. Now, a very great man once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. It don't take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have much food on their table, but they got a lot of forks and knives, and they gotta cut something. When the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
I opened the world's first Folklore Center on McDougal Street in 1957. It instantly became the meeting place and often concert hall for the growing folk music movement in the USA. The Folklore Center was a great hangout and extremely popular as it was on commercial. You'd never know who you'd meet at the store. Anyone could, as Dylan wrote, walk in, walk around, and walk out without having to buy anything.
My boots were too dirty. My hat was un-American. Said he'd throw me in jail. The wind, it blew me north and south.
I had concerts with everyone passing through New York. The New Lost City Ramblers, Dave Van Ronk, Bill Monroe, Tim Buckley, Big Joe Williams, Bob Dylan, Gene Ritchie, Bill Oakes, Elizabeth Cotton, and perhaps a thousand others by the time I left for Sweden in 1973. I also had poetry readings every week, and when I opened a new store a block away, it was the Fugs they read at the opening.
On McDougal Street, I saw a cubby hole. I went in to get out of the cold. Found out after I entered, the place was called the Folklore Center, owned by Israel Young. He's always in the back of the center. They got real records and real books. Anybody can walk in and look. You don't have to own a Cadillac car or a $952 guitar. Do like most people do. Walk in, walk around, walk out. But that's not the way, you see. That ain't the way.
Verklighet. The Post initial radio obituary is for Arkady. I'm sorry. I practiced this earlier. It didn't take. The Post initial radio obituary is for Arkady Aladin, the drummer of a very famous Russian rock group, the first famous Russian rock group, and I don't really have it in me to pronounce it. I'm just going to let you know that he just passed away at 61, and it's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Ethel Ennis, the American jazz musician. Her career spans 7 decades. Although she spent most of her life in her hometown of Baltimore, Maryland, she was affectionately known as the First Lady of Jazz. She started out on Jubilee Records back in 1955, moved on to Capitol for a couple of years, and then went on and did 4 albums on the RCA Victor label. And she also sang the title song for the 1967 feature film, Mad Monster Party. Woohoo! Ethel Ennis just passed away at 86. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The June night, then you came and broke the ice. I gotta admit, it's crazy. A little bit square, but nice. Out from undercover, I became a lover, listening to your advice. I gotta admit, I like it. a little bit square but nice. How could Cupid slip one into this old heart? How could such a hip one catch the dart, then fall apart? Guess I made a boo-boo when I dug the voodoo. Now I'm digging shoes and rice. I gotta admit it's crazy, a little bit square but nice. I gotta admit it's crazy, a little bit square but nice. I gotta admit I like it, a little bit square but nice. How could Cupid slip one into this old heart? How could such a hip one catch the dart, then fall apart? Guess I made a boo-boo when I dug the voodoo. Now I'm digging shoes and rice. I gotta admit it's crazy, a little bit square but nice.
Little girl, you're gonna be sorry.
Radio Obituary is for Bernie Tormé, the Irish rock guitarist, singer, songwriter, record label, and studio owner. He's best known for his work with Gillan, and also brief stints with Ozzy Osbourne's backing band and Atomic Rooster. What you gonna do with all of that? He toured with the Boomtown Rats, Billy Idol, all kinds of people like that. Bernie Tormé just passed away at 66. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. having a moment where I want to not do the obit that's actually scheduled to be next up in the order and put it off. I'm going to do it. I'm making an executive decision right here, and you're just going to have to suffer through the experience of me making this decision. Let's see here. So that's going to be here instead. It's all very complicated. I know you shouldn't have to listen to this kind of thing happen, but I just learned something about someone, and I didn't want to lose it. So I want to come back to it this week and fix it, because there's still a substantial backlog. It didn't get any better just because we got a week further away. Anyway, all right, so here I am making some decisions, some very rash decisions that involve me doing this, saying, guess what? It's the cleanup radio obituary for Bibi Ferreira. The cleanup. No, the weasel radio obituary for Bibi Ferreira. The Brazilian actress, singer, and director. Her career spanned more than 75 years, and she directed and performed numerous theatrical productions and was recognized as one of the great divas of Brazilian music. She just passed away at 96. Bibi Ferreira. It's the weasel radio obituary just for her right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
E com os artistas norte-americanos. I'm so glad to be here in this gorgeous town. I'm gonna sing, da-da-da-da-da-da, to you, rock and roll. Eu te tu me ensina a fazer renda. Eu te ensino a namorar. Tu me ensina a fazer renda. Eu te ensino a namorar.
See, but I totally wasn't ready for that, especially because the obit that I brought in was the shortest obit in the world. So, here we go. We're just going to deal with this stuff, people. There were some really short ones to this week, so I'm only making trouble for myself. So you all are just going to have to wait for me to backfill that obit in on Spinatron, because the new Spinatron, I'm getting used to it just like you. The pre and penultimate radio obituary. I know this is a lot of information for you. I am so sorry to put you through all this. The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Beverly Owen, the American television actress best known for having played the original role of Marilyn Munster on The Munsters. She was in the first 13 episodes of the program as Marilyn Munster. She was also in As the World Turns, The Virginian Wagon Train, Bullet for a Bad Man, and also Another World. Beverly Owen just passed away at 81. It's the, what'd I say, pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Behind their house, you mustn't be afraid to see
totally falling apart over here. I have no idea what I've done. Oh, there it is. Don't ever let me do this again. Don't ever let me have all these little short 2-minute obits ever again, okay? Thank you. Thank you. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Willie Willie, the guitarist of the Scabs. Where are the Scabs from? That's what I need to know. That is what I need to know. I don't even know. This obit doesn't say, even though I had to translate it. This is just pathetic, isn't it? This is like the worst radio obituary episode ever. Ever, I'm telling you. I got nothing else here. Willie Willie was 59. Now I'm just annoyed with myself. So hopefully you'll enjoy everything you're about to learn about Willie Willie, the guitarist of the Scabs, who just passed away at 59, in the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Al Hazan, the American pop rock recording artist, songwriter, and record producer. Where is our ambassador feel good? Scott Cornish. We need him right now. Now. Al Hazan started writing songs in his teens, appearing as a pianist on local television, and one of his first songs was recorded by the Bell Sisters, arranged by Nelson Riddle. That's a great way to come out of the gate, I have to say. Let's see here. What did he do? Oh, so he was working as a session musician and arranger in the early 60s when he was contacted by Rod Pierce of Rendezvous Records, and he needed a pianist to replace Ernie Freeman, who was unavailable on a session, to record The Nut Rocker, arranged by Kim Fowley. So Hazan was the pianist on B. Bumble and the Stingers' recording of that. Not the other one by H.B. Barnum. No, not that one at all. But he went on to record under many other names, mostly without success. But he did go on to work with Fred Astaire, Herb Albert, Terry Melcher, Lou Adler, Hal Blaine, so many people, especially names of people that we have mentioned in Radio Obituaries past. Al Hazan just passed away at 84. And we're going to start off with one of those tunes that we always play in the penultimate radio obituary for Al Hazan right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
and sweet as we kept dancing to the beat, the magic rhythm of the dance of love. We danced and danced, on and on and on. We danced the night away until the break of day, then he was gone. So now my joy, my sweet refrain, has turned into a song of pain, and though I've lost romance, still in a trance, alone I dance the dance of lost romance, still in a trance, alone I dance the dance of love.
Yeah. that's a love. Chills and pain, that's a love. To give yourself right from the start and then end up with a broken heart. Baby, that's love. To hold him near, that's a love. To call him dear, that's a love. To tell him everything's all right and then shed tears all through the night. Baby, that's a love. Sitting all by yourself, waiting to hear him call. Knowing he's with someone else, still you're waiting to give your all. A ring on the phone, your heart gives a little show. That's a love, that's a love. To crave his eyes, that's a love. To need his size, that's a love. When he says you've got his heart, baby, he's yours, you never part. Baby, that's love. Sitting all by yourself, waiting to hear him call. Knowing he's with someone else, still you're waiting to give your all. A ring on the phone, your heart gives a little show. That's love, that's a love. To crave his eyes, that's a love. To need his size, that's a love. When he says you got his heart, baby, he's yours, you'll never part. Baby, that's a love. That's love, oh yes, that's love. That's right, that's love. That's love.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Alberto Cortez, the Argentine singer and songwriter. He just passed away at 79. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
El abuelo un día cuando era muy joven, allá en su Galicia, miró el horizonte y pensó que otra senda tal vez existía. Y al viento del norte, que era un viejo amigo, le habló de su prisa. Le mostró sus manos, que mansas y fuertes estaban vacías. Y el viento le dijo, construye tu vida detrás de los mares, allende Galicia. Y el abuelo un día, en un viejo barco, se marchó de España. El abuelo un día, como tantos otros, con tanta esperanza, la imagen querida de su vieja aldea y de sus montañas se llevó grabada muy dentro del alma cuando el viejo barco lo alejó de España. Y el abuelo un día subió la carreta de subir la vida. Empuñó el arado, abonó la tierra y el tiempo corría. Y luchó sereno por plantar el árbol que tanto quería. Y el abuelo un día lloró bajo el árbol que al fin florecía. Lloró de alegría cuando vio sus manos, que un poco más viejas, no estaban vacías. Y el abuelo entonces, cuando yo era un niño, me hablaba de España, del viento del norte, de su vieja aldea y de sus montañas. Le gustaba tanto recordar las cosas que llevo grabadas muy dentro del alma, que a veces callado, sin decir palabra, me hablaba de España. Y el abuelo un día cuando era muy viejo, allende Galicia, me tomó la mano y yo me di cuenta que ya se moría. Entonces me dijo con muy pocas fuerzas y con menos prisa, prométeme, hijo, que a la vieja aldea irás algún día, y al viento del norte dirás que su amigo a una nueva tierra le entregó la vida. Se quedó dormido sin volver a España. El abuelo un día, como tantos otros, con tanta esperanza y al tiempo, al abuelo lo vi en las aldeas, lo vi en las montañas, en cada mañana y en cada leyenda, por todas las sendas que anduve de España.
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Alberto Cortez right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and nearly wraps up the show. That little Radio Obituary meltdown I had there earlier got me a little ahead. You would have thought that all of that fussing would have made me late, but it didn't. Go figure. And then I just learned moments ago that James will not be coming in to do his program next, but I'm not prepared, nor do I feel that I should go late, given that little obit meltdown there. I do have some radio obituaries in the leftovers right now, but I'm not going there. I'm just going to wrap it up as I originally planned. Heck, you're even going to get out of here a minute or two early. When does that ever happen? I can't believe I'm going to waste a chance to go late, but I am. That's just how it's going to roll tonight. So I'd like to thank you all very much for being here with me tonight. And we'll be back next week for more silliness, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action, I promise. And it's going to be better. It's going to be better than this. No, I'm going to be better than this. Except I'll be rolling in from a road trip, so we'll see how all that goes. Anyway. We'll hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And there's nothing on the calendar ahead of us. I keep thinking that I need to tell everybody that something's coming up, but there is nothing coming up. There is nothing on the Bubbles in the Think Tank calendar until the Radio Obituary retrospective, which will be much easier this year. Thank you very much. Because we're smarter than we were before. But let's not talk about November now, shall we? Okay, let's get better than that. Now. One final song to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron until the next DJ arrives, which shouldn't be a very long wait at all, probably an hour. But we'll see what she can do for you tonight as she takes care of you on your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Bum, bum, bum.
It's been a delight to spend the whole night with you in my arms. The music is right, the flickering light reveals all your charms.
At 7 o'clock, the crow of the cock says we've not been to bed yet.
Holding you closely and dance until morning with you.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
spend the whole night with you here in my arms. The music is right, the flickering light reveals all your charms.
At 7 o'clock, the crow of the cock says we've not been to bed yet.
Holding you closely and dancing till
hard word too many. You better let me by.